The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. You're tuned in to Saturday's edition of the podcast where we've got a bumper day of action. And the feature, of course, is the Scottish Grand National from air. You'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:05 with Gary Capewell, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Craig Forsyth in the studio. But for the meantime, Sam Norris here on the podcast and Craig Forsyth joins me to take a look at some of the best action. An interesting day's racing as well yesterday on Thursday, of course, with the Craven being won by Cool Company at 14-1 for Richard Hannan.
He was the one horse that came into the Craven yesterday carrying the penalty and was conceding £3 to his rivals. But you have to say, you know, Richard Hughes gave him a masterclass from the front. He was one of very few horses that actually settled in the race. And Richard was able to get a relatively easy lead, and he ended up just quickening off a slow pace. You know, I think the Barry Hills horse that finished second was probably the horse to take out of it. You know, I think he was just much too fresh on his return. I think he'll be a much better horse next time. And Mohit, you know, wasn't ideally placed in the race. Came from last to finish third off a slow pace. So there's definitely more to come from Mohit. So I think, you know, I think the second and third are the two horses to take out the Craven yesterday. And the big disappointment was Luca Cumani's White Lake. He looked like, you know, he would definitely relish some softer ground. He had quite a bit of knee action. He got unbalanced in the dip. And he failed to beat a rival home. You know, he looked a real promising sort as a juvenile last year when I seen him at York. And, yeah, very disappointing that he finished seventh yesterday.
Yeah, and it's not the first of these fancied horses that we've seen get turned over in recent times, Craig. We saw John F. Kennedy finish third of three. We saw Faydan get turned over. They've been a bit muddling so far, the Classic Trials.
Yeah, I didn't see the John F. Kennedy race. I just seen the closing stages, and you have to say, you know, he was very disappointing. He was beaten quite a long way. But Faydan, you know, I wouldn't give up on Faydan. I don't think he's going to win a Classic, but I certainly wouldn't give up on him in terms of moving forward for the rest of the season. You know, the way he was ridden in the race, held up, and, you know, I thought there was a lot more to come from. Very disappointing that he was unable to win at Newmarket on his return, but I certainly wouldn't be giving up on Faydan. I think there is much more to come moving forward.
Is there anything over the last few days then caught your eye as a potential Classic winner? I mean, I know a lot of the market principles we haven't seen back out yet, but anything recently?
No, there isn't anything that has jumped off the page from the trials at Newmarket and what have you. You know, obviously the season is just warming up. Newbury's looks at an exciting card on Friday and Saturday, so hopefully that'll provide some clues. But as of yet, there's nothing that has set the pulse racing in terms of a Classic winner. Hoping Flaming Spear can prove the part in the 2,000 guineas for Kevin Ryan. You know, only one start as a juvenile, one impressive at York. Obviously had his problems because we didn't see him again, but, you know, the vibes are strong, and, you know, I'm hoping that he could be the one in that 2,000 guineas, which isn't too far away now, Sam. 2nd of May.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's creeping up on us. And, of course, that's the official start of the Jockeys' Championship this year as well, Guineas weekend. So, maybe there's something to play for them. But we've still got good jumping action to come, of course. We've got the two-day Scottish Grand National meeting at Ayr. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. It's always a real good meeting. It's always a hard meeting for betting, Sam. You know, because you get trainers that a lot of the horses are over the top at this time of year, and then you get the other angle where you get the good ground horses that relish this time of year. So trying to solve the winners certainly isn't easy. Big fields, as you would expect, but we'll do our very best.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll move on to some of the action at Ayr in due course. But for the first of our four featured races on the podcast, we're going to go to Newbury on Saturday for their 1:45. This is the John Porter Stakes, a Group 3, of course, over a mile and a half. 8 of them line up to contest it, and a couple of decent sorts here, Craig.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Romsdale definitely sets a standard on that second in the ledger last year behind Kingston Hill, a race that worked out particularly well. and you know, he made his return at Kempton in a listed race, running over an inadequate trip of 10 furlongs, but he was able to dictate from the front under Nicky Mackay, and he won fairly comfortable on that occasion. You know, the bare form is a long way below his best, but what it did do, he it proved his well-being, and it would have blown away the cobwebs. Stepping back up in Trippier, he's definitely the one they all have to beat. But, you know, I think the second in here, or likely to be second in, second favourite, is Arab Spring. And he's the horse that I would like to take a chance with in this race. He progressed last season after winning a maiden at Kempton to win a handicap at Doncaster. He then won a nice handicap at the Dantney meeting at York. And the effort at Ascot and the Duke of Edinburgh Stakes, carrying 9-10, drawn 12, was just a massive, massive run. You know, that suggested he's every inch a group horse. And I think on his first try in a Group 2 at Newmarket, when we last seen him in July in the Prince of Wales, I just thought, from running in a big field handicap and an end-to-end gallop, he failed to adjust to a slower run race, more tactical race on that occasion at Newmarket. And I think he'll have learnt a lot from that. I still think he's improving, or certainly more improvement in him from 4 to 5. So Michael Stout has a real good record in the race, and I think he could be the one to take a chance with against the short-priced Romsdal. And, you know, let's not forget, Harbinger won this race back in 2010 for Sir Michael Stout. And, you know, I think this could be his first group prize for Arab Spring here.
Okay, then, Arab Spring for Craig in that one. And, of course, with Ryan Moore doing the steering, who can seemingly do no wrong at the moment, a couple of really eye-catching rides from him in recent weeks.
Yeah, he's riding at the top of his game. You know, you want to have a look and see, you know, and there's very few that is riding any better than Ryan Moore at the moment. And good to see that he takes a ride on Arab Spring. I think he's a horse that will definitely win pattern races this season after a little bit disappointing on his first try in such a contest at Newmarket last season.
Yep. Okay, then we'll go over to air then for the next three over the jumps. The first one of these comes up at 2 o'clock. This one is a Future Champions Novice Chase. It's a Grade 2 event. 2.5 miles is the trip. 6 of them will contest it. And 3 last time out winners here, Craig.
Yeah, but that does not make it very easy to solve. Yes. So what we've got the top weight. Well, I'm saying top weight, the number one on the race card, because the race off level weights here. It's a Novice Chase Grade 2. Fine Rightly, for me, done all his winning on soft and heavy ground. We've got the bottom horse, Top Gamble, who's done all his winning on soft and heavy ground. I think it will be fairly lively, the surface at air. So, you know, from good, 6.
Good to soft, I imagine. So.
Yeah, it comes down to 4. It's a process of elimination how I'm going to get to this one. Great Fella, you know, Sue Smith's horses are starting to look well over the top. Yeah. They're showing signs of a hard season. He's a lovely horse, Great Fella, but he's got a lot to find at the weights, and I think he'll be better again next season. So I've discounted him. Solar Impulse, you have to say, was very, very disappointing at Aintree last week. You know, on the back of that real poor effort, couldn't really have him here stepping up and trip. So that leaves us Oscar Rock and Seven Sky. Seven Sky's absolutely thriving on his racing at present. You know, he won very well at Warwick last time off a mark of 138. He's had a lot of races, and I think Oscar Rock could be the fresher horse of the two. He was very impressive, beating Final Assault at Kelso last time. I think, you know, he'll definitely be as good on the quicker surface. And after disappointing in his final days over hurdles, and his first start in a Novice Chase, he's finally coming good. And I think Oscar Rock for an in-form Malcolm Jefferson team could be the one to be with.
Okay, Oscar Rock then getting the pick for Craig, backing him to complete the hat-trick at air on Saturday. Next race then is the next one on the card. It's the 2.35. This one is a champion hurdle. It's a Grade 2 limited handicap. 2 miles is the trip and 15 line up here. So a nice each-way shape to the race.
Yeah, it is. It's a race that just seems to get better and better every year in terms of quality. And it's a real good renewal this year. The horse I like in the race is Philip Hobbs' horse, Cheltenian. You know, he's still lightly raced for a 9-year-old. He's obviously had his problems, but he's looked as good as ever this year. He was a real good second in the Betfair Hurdle at Newbury back in February, and he certainly wasn't disgraced in the Cheltenham race, the County Hurdle, finishing eighth on that occasion behind Wicklow Brave. But he got squeezed up on the stands rail. And I think he was probably valued for finishing fourth or fifth on that occasion. He still races off 1.46 here. I think the ground will be perfect for him. You know, I think he's got a lovely racing weight of 10.13. He's well used to these, you know, competitive handicaps. And, you know, I think he's the one to be with here, Sam.
Okay, then there we go. Pick of Craig then in the 2.35. We'll move then to the feature of the day. The final race that we're going to cover on Saturday's podcast is, of course, the Scottish Grand National, coming up around 3.45 for this Grade 3. 4 miles the trip, of course. It's always going to take some guessing. 31 of them line up for it. And again, I like the look of quite a few of these, Craig.
Yeah, it's a race where, you know, horses have struggled to carry big weights to success. And previous years. So, you know, what that says is that Samwell and Hoblon Desabot are face real stiff tasks here, with Samwell at 11.12 and Venetia Williams almost carrying 11.9. So, you know, it's going to be particularly hard for those two horses, conceding a lot of weight to the rivals in this contest. We've got last year's winner, Al Coe, lining up, and last year's third, Timmy Stabby's Trust in Times. So those horses do have decent form over the course and distance. And after falling at the first in the Grand National, Alco comes here off a £5 higher mark than when successful last year. And Sean Bone takes three off. Last year he was ridden by Jamie Moore. So effectively he's only £2 higher than when successful in the race last year. So, you know, he has to be high on any shortlist. Trust in Times, that finished third, has had a real disappointing season, and has had, you know, as Tim Easterby's horses have on the whole. I think he's only had a couple of winners this National Hunt season, which is very, very disappointing for him. And on the flat already, he's yet to have a winner on the turf season, and he's had a lot of runners. So Trust in Times has a few questions to answer. The horse that comes in here in really good form, and he run an absolute cracking race at Cheltenham. I think the way they bypassed the final fence in the commute certainly didn't help Broadway Buffalo. It suited the winner Cause of Causes much better where they were placed in that race. And, you know, the two horses, when you watch that race back, absolutely sprinted clear at the end of 4 miles on good ground. Cause of Causes obviously disappointed a little in the National last week, but I think Broadway Buffalo, local owner, of course, as well, could be the one to win this year's Scottish National. He has won on good ground, done most of his winning on a softer surface, but he has got a win on good ground to his name. He's gone up £4 for the second in the Camus. He's in here off 1.41. But he's a horse that I think he's still improving. He's only a seven-year-old. He's a young horse for this kind of test. But the way he stayed on at Cheltenham in the Camus suggests that he comes here in good heart, and he's proved his stamina for such a test.
Okay, then Broadway Buffalo for Craig, currently the second favourite. We'll just give you a quick run through of the prices as we've got them at the time of recording. Galantosca is the 9-1 favourite for the Scottish National. Broadway Buffalo 12-1. Last year's winner Alco at 14. Same price for Catching On, Indian Castle, Lee Forrett, Sago Success, and it's 16s bar those. Would you just mind us, please, then, Craig, give you four selections for Saturday's action?
Yeah, 1.45, and I think probably the best bet of the four is Arab Spring at Newbury in the John Porter Stakes. In the 2 o'clock at Ayr, we're going for Malcolm Jefferson's Oscar Rock. 2.35, the Scottish Champion Hurdle, Cheltenian. And finally, in the Grand National, the 3.45 at Ayr, we're going for Broadlow Buffalo.
Excellent stuff. There we are then, thoughts of Craig Forsyth ahead of the best of Saturday's action. You'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 105. Craig will be in the studio, joined by Gary Capewell and Alistair Whitehouse-Jones. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today, Craig, and I hope you enjoy the action on Saturday.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.